Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, on the 1, 2, and 3 to get everything you need to see in this crazy losing this cause of the world. First off, I want to say peace to the goddesses and the gods known and unknown. Ashe. I want to say peace to the ancestors known and unknown. Ashe. And before I go any further, I want to say peace to all the fathers out there. I want to do a particular show on Father's Day. It's not going to be about Father's Day, but hey, any father that want to listen to the show, hey, you know what I'm saying, enjoy. So, I want to say peace to the ancestors known and unknown as well. That includes you, includes me. So, hope you've been having a good week so far. Hope your next week will be better. Just focus on the positive things in your life and everything else will line up perfectly. Now, that being said, get into today's show, understanding the changes of dimensions. Get into a little bit of hold on a second. Now I got this off of PHYS.org, and they talk about the mystery of the Betelgeuse dubbed in Brightness Solved. When Betelgeuse, a bright orange star in the constellation of Orion, became visibly darker in late 2019 and early 2020, the astronomy community was puzzled. A team of astronomers have now published new images of the star's surface, taken using the European Southern Observatory Very Large Telescope, ESOVLT, that clearly shows how its brightness has changed. The new research reveals that the star was partially concealed by a cloud of dust, a discovery that solved the mystery of the great dimming of the Betelgeuse. The Betelgeuse's dip in brightness, a change notable even to the naked eye, led by Miguel Montagrios, hope I'm saying that right, and his team to point ESOVLT toward the star in late 2019. An image from December 2019, when compared to an early image taken in January of the same year, showed that the stellar surface was significantly darker, especially in the southern region, but astronomers wasn't sure why. So the team continued observing the star during the great dimming, captured two other, and while they was doing it, they captured two other never-before-seen images in 2021 and March 2021. By April 2021, the star had returned to its normal brightness. So, Betelgeuse's surface regularly changes as giant bubbles of gas move, shrink, and swell within the star. The team concludes that sometime before the great dimming, the star ejected a large gas bubble that moved away from it. When a patch of the surface cooled down afterwards, the temperature decreased and was enough for the gas to condense into solid dust. Okay. I'll stop there. Y'all want to read more about that, y'all go to phys.org, and y'all can read more about the Betelgeuse star, as I've been kind of talking about that for a while. Now, let me get into a little bit something about dimensions. Give me a second. Take a longer than usual to load up. Let me see. Hold on. Okay. this is from explainer.com. It says, just what are the different spiritual dimensions of reality? Okay. And it says, spiritual dimensions of reality start out somewhat congruent with the dimensions of physical reality, as defined in physics, but they quickly veer off into different directions. Most of the information comes from messages from higher dimensional beings, including what we consider aliens or extraterrestrial, that was delivered through human channelers. Okay. Additional insights from a variety of other sources, including spiritual groups. The two most common dimensions of reality that people on Earth are familiar with are the waking state of consciousness and their dream state of consciousness. The waking state of consciousness mostly in the third dimension reality, while we remember our dreams mostly in the fourth dimension of reality. There are, however, many more dimensions of reality. These can be experienced through meditation, hypnosis, lucid dreaming, hallucinogenic drugs, prayer, and many other spiritual modalities. Get this off of here. Read a little bit more. Lower dimensions are said to be more diverse and have stronger feelings of or beliefs in separation between forms of objects and beings. Higher dimensions have increasingly stronger feelings of oneness with all forms. Okay? Lower and higher refer to rates of vibration or frequencies and are not considered better or worse by most beings in the universe. Those value judgments are characteristic of some 3D beings as Earth humans. Although dimensions are typically as discrete realms, most agree that they form a gradual transition from one to the next. All dimensions exist at the same time and occupy the same space. They are just occurring at different vibrations or frequencies of energy. So, for example, our dream reality, the 4D, for example, exists parallel to our waking reality in the 3D, and we are present in each simultaneously at all times. So, we can enter the 4D while we are awake in the 3D, either through daydreaming or deja vu experiences. Time and space are separations that are particularly strong in the lower dimensions but become weaker in the higher ones, higher one, and moves up to a dimensional ladder. Our soul has a presence in all dimensions at all times. Which dimension or reality we are constantly in at any moment is in part a matter of where we focus our attention. Those we are not focused on form a large part of our subconscious mind. As humans, our physical bodies can normally only experience a very small fraction of the full range of frequencies that are always around us. We call this range of frequencies the third dimension. We can, however, have many more dimensions through our energy body, which includes our emotion and intuition and our aura in general. Once you are established in one dimension, then you can have full and easy access to dimensions below or higher than where you are, but only limited access to those above if you do not do the work. So a 4D being would have full access to a 3D and lower dimensions, but is still evolving to the fifth dimension. Overall, lower dimensions are typically described as being dense, heavy, rigid, complex, hidden, and narrowly focused, having lower vibrations or energies and a greater sense of individuality and separation. Higher dimensions are described as being light, transparent, flexible, less complex, more broadly encompassing, having higher frequency vibrations and an increasing sense of the universal oneness. I'll stop there. Want to give y'all some information on that. Oh, hold on a second. Let me make my brother's mic hot. Don't know exactly how long I had him on hold. God dang, hold on a second. Okay, what's going on with it, bro?
What's up?
Oh, you got it, you got it. I don't know how much of that you caught.
I wanted to say something about Beta guys, but you had me on hold for quite a while. So, I mean, I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead and say something about Beta guys. That's cool.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, they say it's, you know, predicted to come in 2022, it'll have a big old explosion and we ought to be able to see it. And then people saying, and then some people say that it could be a danger for Earth and that they don't know how it would explode, but we may be able to see it, and it may be like, it you know what I'm saying, it may be a big old ass, I mean, a big, big thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a supernova,
yeah.
I believe. They've been waiting on it to, come. I think it's 200 million years old, 200 million years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and, you know,
yeah.
I've been talking about that Betelgeuse star for a while, like way before it, you know, kind of came to mainstream, and for a reason. That Betelgeuse star, I know it, and you said exploding. It did explode a portion of it. It's more bigger than what we think. And the explosion did come in December the 21st of 2020. So, yeah, I totally agree. So with that being said, we'll take our first break, get this out of the way, and we'll jump right back into today's show.
Doing it in the park. Before we even go into the consciousness levels, we need to understand what the consciousness even is. Our brains generate the 1,000 trillion synaptic connections responsible for our memory, impulses, desires, fears, dreams, and even little things like making sure everything is working normally without you having to consciously manage it. But what isn't taught mainstream is that our brains are a receiver of information that is processed through our consciousness. The brain and the consciousness work together but aren't exclusively connected. Religion and spirituality calls this the soul, but it's more than that. Because our consciousness vibrates like the atoms that hold this universe together at certain frequencies, we are all made up of the same thing that created the very beginning of the universe. That's why Jesus, Buddha, monks, shamans, the Egyptians, Native Americans, quantum physics, and many other sources educate the fact that we are all literally connected. So now understanding the brain from the perspective of conscious awareness, that who you individually are isn't bound to physiology, confined within the physical body, on this physical form of existence, we can begin to understand how our electromagnetic thoughts interact with and control our electromagnetic bodies in this electromagnetic universe. These different vibrational states are called dimensions, and these dimensions of reality exist mentally and physically, or should I say non-physically for the higher levels, but we're talking about the mental states today. We call them consciousness densities or awareness levels. This isn't just some unimportant spiritual science shit either. When you raise your consciousness, every aspect of your life gets better as you become more in tune with the resonance of the universe. So let's begin with this model I created trying to understand this better. Humans, us, if you still identify as one nowadays, begin consciously and physically on the third dimension, where everything in this vibrational base rate frequency is dense and physical. It takes longer for thought to turn into form. So how do we do that? Making shit happen. In the third dimension, its purpose and your purpose here is to adapt to reality. Do I accept reality as it controlling me, or as something I can control? As with everything else in life, this is a simple question, but because we have free will, this makes this difficult when you have the option to ignore your gut feeling and, you know, start listening to the people you associate yourself with, and then becoming a victim of everything around you. This consciousness level deals with the physical reality, surviving day to day, seen through the lens of fear and anxiety in the present moment, which is the case for most of the planet, no thanks to the overexposure of fear-based media, the processed food diets we enjoy but our brains and bodies don't, the obnoxious high sugar intake, shit sleep schedules, working at long hour jobs that don't pay shit but degrade mental and physical health, using the little free time we have left and spending the little money we earned on alcohol or weed or drugs or games or excessive binge-watching to escape waking life and numb ourselves from pain, believing in what the mainstream media and government tells us to do without questioning it, being negative because everyone else is. I can really go on for as long as people can still make complaints. When you are third dimensionally aware, you are free of conscious thought, the furthest away from being self-aware. Impulse is natural here. This is why, for some people, bad things just always seem to happen out of nowhere, seemingly out of their control. This is also why the poor stays poor and the rich stay rich. The mindset is what allows the corrupt shit to slide and have people primarily blame the system instead of primarily their own actions. Only a minority are an exception to this, so don't at me, Black Twitter. In the third dimension, you are asked, do I react to this reality and let my emotions consume me? Or do I reflect on this reality and let my logic consume me? A classic fight or flight response. The adversity you deal with third dimensionally is when you let one side of the question pull you down. Whether you react to every little thing in life,
offending people, I think the grievance brigade, victimhood, you know, the idea that hurt feelings are some kind of special currency, I think that needs to come to an end, and America agrees.
Or analyze every little thing in life.
Rick, the only connection between your unquestionable intelligence and the sickness destroying your family is that everyone in your family, you included, use intelligence to justify sickness. You seem to alternate between viewing your own mind as an unstoppable force and as an inescapable curse. And I think it's because the only truly unapproachable concept for you is that it's your mind within your control.
You become attached to this specific reality. In this dense conscious awareness, ignorance is the struggle mentally, rejection of the other side of thinking. Scarcity is the struggle physically, and fear is the struggle spiritually or consciously. We're going to use consciousness and the spirit or soul interchangeably. It's the same thing. So to ascend from third dimensional awareness into the fourth, you need to let go of the scarcity mindset. Because nothing lasts forever in this reality, and you need to have a strong foundation for what you consider important and not important. Materialism born from a mass consumer society and the glamorization of celebrities and other stupid shit that doesn't actually matter, that only makes people hate themselves more because of the factors they have no control over, and judge other people as a result of this while still trying to chase temporary things we already know we won't be satisfied with when we get them, makes it really hard to prioritize things in life when you think in this conscious awareness. Money is a tool acquired by mindset, and it controls our time. It's literally all about a perspective switch. You will never have money in abundance with a third dimensional consciousness unless you win the lottery, which is purposely made to make money off people who think this way, or unless you take it by force. Not me, though. Second.
All right, Real Soulmate Shark Radio, we are back. Hold on a second, my brother Mike Hot. Give me a second. Let me see. All right, bro. You got any comments before we continue?
Okay, well, brother, you know I agree with that, and you know that, you know what I do. I'm always staying on a high frequency as much as I can, as long as I can throughout the day, 24/7. It's like a nonstop. It's a 24/7 exercise, and, you know, with techniques and stuff. It's like a nonstop discipline of high frequency, and he broke down a lot of it, but you know, he broke down the the dimensions. He broke down the dimensions, like that third dimension is the dimension where, you know, people think that everything bad always happened in the world, so messed up and stuff, and so, you know, but I always try to stay above that one.
Of course. I'm the same way. I try to, you know, when people come around me that have very low frequencies and stuff like that, you know what I mean, I don't let them dictate how my frequency is going to go, because I don't try to do this all the time, but I don't necessarily let them control my dimension and what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can actually control, their dimension and what they got going on. And you know what I'm saying? And go from there. So, with that being said, I know you heard a lot of talks about basically we're actually moving into a higher dimension of consciousness. Whether they saying it's 4D, but a lot of people are saying that we're moving to a 5D, five-dimensional, higher consciousness. I know I'm pretty sure you heard about that. So, with that being
said,
that's what you call the
quintessence. You know, quint is five, and essence. Yeah, they call it the quintessence, or like five, especially in numerology, it plays a very vital part, and I would say that it's just like the more dimensions you go up, the more at one you are with the universe, and the more that, I mean, it's,
there you go.
That will probably be that do you think that it takes human form, like fifth dimension will be in human form?
Well, in my particular opinion, I wouldn't say yes in a way. Because you only can take this physical body up so far. So once you get past the fifth dimension, because we know there are nine of them, and we ain't really talked about the sixth through the ninth. But once you take your physical body, I think you take your physical body up to, like, at least the fifth dimension. And past that, I don't think you take your physical body no higher than that. Now, your etheric body, I think you can take your etheric body way past the fifth dimension all the way to the ninth dimension.
Yeah.
So, and you got, Nikola Tesla and people like that actually came up with tectonic plates and things of that nature where, you know, they came up with, they basically put like this, the higher dimensions as you go, the less sickness there is. So when you are vibing on the frequency that you were talking about, staying above the third frequency or the third dimension of frequency, the less sick and the less bad things start happening to you, like he kind of talked about a little bit too.
That's what I wanted to highlight, what he said too, because that's right. And but you know what I'm saying, people have to learn how to. Like, you know, the longer you can stay that way, it turns into second nature. And that's what you want.
I mean, yeah, think about it. You know, for us, it's easy. I mean, because we've been doing it for a while, but for the masses and, you know, regular people, and I'm not saying that we are above regular people. I don't mean no disrespect by that to the family. But I mean that, you know, for the regular people that's not really into this and just getting into it, it's going to be very hard for them to stay on a high frequency because they are so used to a low frequency way of thought and way of being that they won't be able to acquire these Like right now, we can acquire so much wealth, and a lot of us don't even know it. And also, in like I got highlighted earlier, December 21st, 2020, was the movement from that. So we went from a Virgo. What's they call it? Oh, a Virgo retrograde to an Aquarius retrograde. So meaning in an Aquarius retrograde, everything that you're thinking about, all your underlying thoughts, things you don't want to tell nobody, is going to surface. So you can't lie to yourself. You can't lie to nobody else no more. It's going to come out. That's the time that we're in. So I wanted to give people an understanding of how dimensions actually work, because it's if you're on this path, then you need to, you know, understand that. So
I always say that it's the main three things. It's like the gateway to, you know what I'm saying? It's what we eat, what we drink, and how we breathe. Because, you know, you have certain foods that give a more high vibratory foods. You know, they call them high vibratory foods, like, you know what I'm saying, like more vegetables and stuff that's, you know what I'm saying, plant-based in that way.
Yes.
And more alkaline, too. And what you drink, mainly if it's just water, that is the best detox, because I always say if it wasn't for water and sunlight, we wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, you know, and the seeds. But, you know, they have to be watered, you know, first to turn into something else, like, you know, to make a tree or something like that. And, you know, that tree brought fruit. Like, everything is in, water is in everything we eat and drink. So, like, drinking water, like straight water by itself, you know what I'm saying, as much as you can, that's very beneficial to about, you know, from what I learned is, you know, we are magnetic. So he was talking about magnetic, like discovering our magnetic frequency. You know what I'm saying? So water actually increases it as well. Like the more water you have circulating through you, the more magnetic
and
you are.
Yes. Water gives you energy. I put it like this. They try to, like, I kind of caught, you know, reading between the lines, and since you're talking about the food thing and what you drink thing, I kind of read in between the lines when these people come up with these formulas to call themselves electrolytes. So these athletes, the people that are using a lot of energy, they are told to drink Gatorade and things like that because it's supposed to replace their electrolytes. But here's the problem. We don't need electricity. We are not people of electricity. We're people of magnetic energy. It's a different type. Electricity is like basically you're lowering your magnetic energy to empower electricity. So that's why the ELF waves are affecting us. Cell phones, laptops, and all of these things. So we don't need those things to actually process any information here because, and it's crazy because a lot of people don't understand this too. At one particular time, we didn't really have cell phones and all of these things, but it's funny because you look back at those times when we didn't have those things, people were a lot more, they were a lot more creative. And I've seen that, you know, people now that got cell phones and laptops and all of this stuff, they're less creative. They actually depend on the technology of the whatever they're using to create things for them. Like, when the last time you seen somebody do a problem in their head, like you tell them that, hey, man, I made $70 for every 5 hours. Most people are going to pick up their cell phones or laptops or tablets, and they're going to click on the calculator and do that on the calculator. That is a sign of it, and people don't understand that. So,
yeah, and it's also how you breathe. And yeah, that's the third one is how you breathe, because there's many techniques.
True.
And you know, we do this, you know, 20,000 times a day on average. So, you know, breathing is very important. And the more oxygen you have, the more, like, you know what I'm saying, like the more optimum, the more, you know what I'm saying, like optimized your organs are, and you know, and their functions. And so the more you keep that up, the more you keep that up in discipline, the more, the better they'll be.
So basically,
and
they work on their breathing, they can increase their frequency just by their breathing alone.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But like all three of those together is the ultimate formula, though, you know, to the gateway to everything else. Like if all three was applied, because you know one, like three works better than one, so like that's like the that's like, you know, if you, like as far as being like the highest, is you have to watch your whole life. You have to eat light, you know what I'm saying? You have to eat right. You have to drink, you know, water, you know, of course. But you know, like this world has got so complicated and distracted, you know what I'm saying? They want more sugar. And so, you know, we have the, like the diabetic rate, you know, always goes up every year.
It went way
because
of
sugar and carbonated drinks and stuff.
Yes. Soda. Yes. And it's crazy because to piggyback off of that, and we're about to get ready to close out here, about out of time. To piggyback off of that, you're 100% right, because people don't understand. Nobody ever answers the question. They always give us a portrayal of people that are on the moon, and people that they actually went to the moon, and they particularly they say that it's no gravity on the moon. Shout out to Friday movie if everybody ever seen it, because Uncle Arrow said that it's no gravity on the moon. Okay, so the question is, why is there gravity here? What exactly is pulling you down? If you jump in the air and you come down, what exactly is putting you down? What exactly is putting you down is your physical body. But if you had your etheric body in line and intact, you can jump higher, you can lift up things that are more heavier, and so forth. So you're 100% right, bro. So with that being said, I guess we can go ahead and sign out. Y'all want you, to check out the description links that I got in the bottom of this particular podcast. Please support our brother Trippy T. I got his links for his app. I got his links for his merch. Y'all want to use that, as well as I got his links for his books that he has published online. So y'all can check those out, as well as I got a link for the Anchor podcast that I do personally, so y'all check that out as well. And with that being said, shoot, we're gonna go and sign out, bro. Peace.
Peace.